Babe, we need to talk. Is now a good time? Yeah, well, remember last week when I asked you to clean out the boxes in the garage? Yeah, I mean, it's still not done. And I feel like I've been pretty patient about all this, but you just don't seem to listen or follow through with the things that you say you're gonna do. Look, I understand it's just a garage, but this isn't the first time that this has happened. You've been putting a lot of things I ask you to do and help me out with off, and my patience is wearing a little bit thin. Honestly, sometimes it feels like I'm living with a little baby. I'm not kidding, you've been acting like such a baby, especially yesterday when I had to work late and you got so upset about not having all my attention. Well, I'm flattered that you want to spend more time with me, but I need you to understand that my work is really important. And just like my work has to come first sometimes, you also need to prioritize doing the things that you say you're going to do. And since you can't seem to handle that, I thought of something that would make me feel better. That look. It's not a big deal at all, but I just want to see you treated like the little baby that you are. I'm not kidding. I'm serious. Yes, I want to treat you like a baby. Why? Because I'm tired of expecting things from you and being disappointed. Look, you're awesome in a lot of ways, but when it comes to chipping in around the house, you're slacking, and this is something that you could do to make it up to me. So, are you willing to play along? I know it sounds dumb, but you know, I've always wanted to put you in a diaper, so how about we make a deal? You don't have to clean up the garage, but in exchange, I get to put you in a diaper and treat you like a baby all day. Look, you say you're not ready for kids right now. This is a way to make your woman happy. How about that? Come on, babe. Why are you resisting this? It seems like you enjoy lounging around and being taken care of, don't you? Well, that's how babies are get treated. So don't laugh, but I took the liberty of picking out a few things online that would help enhance this role play situation that I've always wanted. Come on, don't you want to make me happy? Don't you want to see me happy? Come on. You'll get out of doing this thing that you don't want to do, and I'll get to see you doing something that would make me really happy and really horny, and all you have to do is wear this diaper. Look, you don't even have to get up. I'll put it on you, and you can just lay there and relax. Doesn't that sound nicer than getting to another disagreement about housework? See, that's what I thought. Now, how about you take your pants and underwear off? I have something that I want to show you. Do you see this? It's a diaper for you. It's a big diaper. You're going to wear this and be my little baby for the afternoon. Okay? Just the afternoon. I won't even make you do it the rest of the day. Now, if you behave, you'll be rewarded. And trust me when I say you're gonna love the reward I have to offer you. But if you resist and you don't play into the role, then you're gonna have to get punished. And part of the punishment means we try this all over again tomorrow. Oh, I have 9 more diapers just like this, so don't even worry about running out anytime soon. So, well, that's not the only thing. In addition to this, the diapers, I bought some baby lotion, powder, some wipes, and look how cute this is. I think this might be my favorite part. Yeah, what is this? It's a giant pacifier for you. The thing about babies is that they're helpless because they can't talk. So for the rest of the afternoon, this is going to stay in your mouth. Got it? Good. Okay, open up. Now I want to get this diaper on you.